You're on 2SER Breakfast. And it's that time again. About 8:15 on a Thursday morning. Time for some discussion of film, some cinematic chat with Michael Jones. G'day, Michael. How are you going, mate?
Good morning, Danny. I'm feeling pretty good today. Two enjoyable movies today, one for the art house crowd and one for the multiplexes. I'll see if you can guess which one is which. I'll start with a movie called The Story of Suleiman, or L'Histoire de Suleiman. It's a French film. It stars Abu Sangare, Emmanuel Yuvani, Alpha Umar, and a whole bunch of unknowns you won't recognise, as most of the actors in this film are non-professionals from France's West African community. It also stars Nina Meurice, who was in a movie called Camille a couple of years ago. This movie's written and directed by Boris Loy-Keane. I'm not quite sure of the pronunciation of his name, who made Camille, which Nina Meurice was in, and a movie called Hope a few years ago. This movie was a multiple award winner at the 2024 Cannes Film Festival, including the jury prize and Best Actor. So there's a bit behind it. This film opens with Suleiman, played by Sangare, nervously sitting in a waiting room in some sort of government offices. He has blood on his shirt and looks like he has barely slept. Then we jump back 48 hours into Suleiman's life to find out just how he got here. Those 48 hours could also quite possibly determine whether he gets to stay. You see, Suleiman is an asylum seeker from West Africa, and he's had to do whatever it takes to get to this point. And just when his goal appears in reach, new obstacles confront him. Because Suleiman is always racing on his bike through the bustling streets of Paris to deliver food, or he's trying to avoid the police, or he's racing to try and get paid, or to get a bed in a homeless shelter, or to get an appointment with a social worker to help him get his story straight, this film really has the urgency of a thriller. But it's also a very human story about a young man's quest to make a better life for himself. Sure, there are some parasites out there who'd want to take advantage of Suleiman, but there's also a very supportive community of fellow refugees and West Africans who do empathise with Suleiman and want him to succeed. The camera follows Suleiman so closely. Apparently the cameraman and boom operator even followed Abu Sangare on bicycles. Wow. They were right behind him on the bicycles as he negotiated the streets of Paris. And Sangare's performance is so good that by the end you almost feel like you're in Suleiman's shoes. You feel totally immersed in the story and you just want the guy to succeed. This sort of movie, this is why we actually go, well, why I go to the movies. It's to like lose myself in a character who's having an experience totally outside my own. The story of Suleiman, it's a thrilling, gritty fable for our times. It's a real page turner.
It sounds really awesome. Great stuff. And what was the other one you went and saw this week? What was the art house one you went to see?
Now onto something you'll either swipe left or right on just based on the title. But if you know, you know. Megan 2.0.
Oh, she's back.
She returns. And so do a lot of the cast from the original Megan, including Alison Williams, Violet McGraw, Brian Jordan Alvarez, Jen Van Epps, Amy Donald, and also the voice of Jenna Davis. Amy Donald and Jenna Davis sort of combined to make up Megan. Plus a couple of new additions, including Aristotle Athari, who you might recognise from Saturday Night Live, and Ivana Sackno, who most recently appeared in A Shocker. Gerard Johnston also returns as the director, directed Megan, and he also recently directed the new Legends of Monkey. That sounds like something you might be into.
Not Monkey Magic Monkey.
Well, this is the new Legends of Monkey. Anyway, he's done Megan 2.0. It's been 2 years since robot doll Megan, played by Donald, went berserk and killed multiple people in a misguided attempt to protect young Katie, played by McGraw, from any perceived threats. Since that day, Katie's aunt and guardian, Gemma, played by Williams, and fellow tech nerd and possible love interest Christiane, played by Athari, have been preaching about the dangers of technology, in particular AI, without constraints. Turns out their fears are justified, as apparently Megan's tech was stolen some years ago to create an upgraded version of Megan called Amelia, played by Ivana Sackno, that's now being used as a weapon, which is all good until the weapon decides
until
it will override decide its programming and make its own decisions. Thank you very much. This story sounds familiar. This can only mean trouble for Gemma and Katie, unless perhaps there's another robot that could help them. Whilst the first film definitely had more of a horror vibe, with tongue firmly in cheek, in the vein of movies like Child's Play, Megan 2.0 is more a beefed-up sci-fi action thriller in the traditions of Terminator 2, albeit with a nod and wink to the audience as well. But it also features Megan's childlike blend of innocence and menace, as well as her funky dance moves. And it also asks the question, you know, has Megan grown as an entity? She's certainly grown in height, as the actor who plays her, Amy Donald, actually grew a few centimetres between the filming of Megan and Megan 2.0. This film also satirises current moral panic surrounding AI. If you can get through the ridiculous techno babble that constantly appears throughout this film. But it also features Jermaine Clement playing an
what?
Absolutely ridiculously narcissistic Elon Musk-type character.
Wow.
Someone who probably quite deserving of being on the receiving end of Megan's or possibly Amelia's attentions. You'll have to go and watch to find out if he does end up
yourself.
That way. You could take a message about the dangers of technology from Megan 2.0, but I'm pretty sure there isn't actually one. It's a silly, violent, and often quite funny B-grade over-the-top live-action cartoon for adults. And I loved it. But I only just discovered that Megan's face is actually based on the voice actor Jenna Davis, who plays her. She doesn't look like Amy Donald at all, so that's something for nerds to think about. Megan 2.0 may not be an upgrade, but it definitely delivers enough dopamine hits to keep fans itching for a probably straight-to-streaming Megan 3.0.
And I can't wait. And you'll be here to review it for us, Michael, when it does eventually drop.
See you in 2027.
See you then, mate. This is 2SER Breakfast, some Budos band for you now.